The Adventures of Ruby.
I was tailing Angel Lips, the Frankie. She still had the beeper Andorid implanted in her, so I was able to keep my distance, just keeping my eye on her little blips. I tailed her to the edge of the Great Gripos, a black desert. The sand, dust, rocks, everything's black. But this part is now grassy plain. Long, purple grass, flat, far as you can see. Anyway, the Frankie knew exactly where to go. One moment she's walking through waist-high purple grass, the next moment, gone. The beeper says she's no longer on the plane. She's beneath. I decided to follow. Sure enough, there was an entrance into a cavern. Well, well. An underground city. Probably abandoned thousands of years ago. Taru would sell his soul for this find. The street spiraled down into a cavern lit by a weird phosphorescent glow. So, here it is. The Black City. But what is it? Another piece in the puzzle or a piece of another puzzle? I watched Angel Lips from a distance. I felt sorry for her. I don't know why. She looked lonely. Down there, wandering through the streets of the Black City. She's a Frankie, who knows what they think. I stood in the shadows, watched her pass by, humming to herself. She seemed content. There was a pleasant eeriness about that city. I stood there, listening to the silence. And then it was as though I heard the voices of the old ones, the ancient Nulians. Was it the old ones? They touched me in a way that made me feel... Yeah. There really are higher forces at work. Or at play. Thanks, I know all that. Who programmed her?
Our programmers are confidential.
Listen, she dressed up to look like me and did something that got some slimy stirred up. They're trying to kill me. Your programmer has put in a few features that weren't requested. I want to talk to him, or her.
Our programmers are confidential.
Yeah. It wasn't going to be easy to break into the Lazar's android works. A high-tech company like that has some pretty advanced security gizmos, but no matter how advanced, there's always some techie figuring out how to break them. And I knew a couple of them. The two techno-witches, Anorfan and Orfano.
There is a security field surrounding the plant.
What kind?
It simply analyzes everything that passes through it.
We send out a frequency that states we are domesticated animals out sniffing the bushes.
Sounds good. Woof, woof. Crossing the grounds was easy, or relatively easy, considering all the electronic gear we were hauling. Getting through the security gates and inside also went smoothly. The eternal police alarms were efficiently eliminated.
We will leave no trace of having entered.
We are experts.
I hope so. This must be the main assembly area. Look at all these android parts.
It's spooky.
Yeah, torsos and heads and stuff all over the place.
Weird. The computer room is perhaps this way.
Oh, look what I found.
Yeah, what?
The mail room.
So what?
It is filled with male androids.
Huh.
There's at least 50.
Oh, yeah?
And they're all nude.
I gotta see this. Well, well. Hello, boys.
They are all different.
Custom built. They come in all sizes.
Oh, look at the size of this one.
I wonder whose fantasy that is.
This one is nice. I wonder how much it costs.
A lot.
How much?
Probably 30 to 40,000.
Solar credits?
Not solos and tavos.
They are playthings for the rich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm just touching it. I just wanted to see if it moved.
It did not move.
It did. Watch.
I wanted to find out who did the programming for Angel Lips. So, we broke into the Frankie Factory, the Lazar's android works. Two techies from the digital circus, on-off-on and off-on-off, took care of the security systems, and we were on our way to the main computer room when we got sidetracked by the mail room. It was filled with about 50 fully assembled nude males of varying sizes.
What are you doing?
I'm just touching it. I just wanted to see if it does. It moved.
It did not move.
It did. Watch.
Very interesting.
I wonder how they do that.
Apparently they were testing and this one is partially activated.
Well, fun is fun, ladies, but let's get to the computer, okay?
Ofanov, stop playing. Back to work.
All right. Wait till someone arrives in the morning. They'll wonder what kind of dreams he's been having.
Yeah, I know this system. We broke into a similar one months ago.
Yeah, I've been wondering about you techies from the digital circus. Is that what you do, break into systems?
They invent them, we counteract them. Here we are, class 7, Angel Lips, serial number 7.
Yeah. Just tell me who signed her program.
Matisse.
Huh?
Matisse, that is the signature.
Henri Matisse?
Harold Matisse.
Oh. Where's he located?
The great outer Gripo.
The Gripo Desert? Get the coordinates and let's get out of here.
The alarm!
Oh, terrific.
This is the police! You are surrounded!
Great. Idea.
What?
Can you activate those droids?
50 nude males?
That's right. Sync them to the one that Orfanov's been fooling around with. Gather them in a group, us in the middle, and we'll make a run for it.
They'll shoot us down.
They won't shoot down the droids. They're worth more than we are.
Brilliant.
Can it be done?
Why not?
Anofan got the males activated and in a pack, leaving enough room for the three of us in the center. She rigged up a remote, so she only had to control one. Orfanov's friend. She synced the others to him. We hit the door and rushed out. The police force waiting outside was too astonished to react immediately. I mean, picture this. 50 nude males of varying sizes, slightly aroused, rushing out in one group across the manicured lawns, down through the dim streets of the city. People leaped off the slidewalks as we galloped by. We got to a safe underpass and cut loose from the pack, leaving the droids to continue on their merry way. Harold Matisse was the guy who had programmed Angel Lips. He'd built himself a nice little artificial oasis in the great outer Gripos, a dusty black desert. I entered a cool, tiled courtyard. There was a fountain in the center and a couple of caged parrots or something squawking away. Occasionally, some other oddly Earth-type animal would wander through. I figured they were all animal droids. A duck came by and took a drink from the fountain. I wanted to see if it was real, so I gave its tail a little yank. It was a droid. My name is Ruby. I'm a galactic gumshoe. A good one.
I am the programmer. Harold Matisse.
Yeah, you're about what I figured.
Is that a compliment?
No. I have a couple of questions.
Please sit.
Are all these animal droids?
They're my friends.
Yeah. Angel Lips. What's she up to?
Up to?
Yeah. You did her programming. What's she up to?
I'm sorry. That's confidential.
Angel Lips dressed up to look like me. She did something to stir up the Slimies, and since then they've been trying to kill me. I want to know what she did.
It's all quite amusing.
Oh, yeah?
What are you?
That's amusing, too. Now, once more, okay? What did she do?
It was what we call a soft error.
A soft error?
She was looking for one thing and mistakenly found another.
Yeah?
She stumbled upon a plan. A new nesting ground for the Slimies.
The Black City?
Yes. The Black City.
But she was really looking for the Black Star?
That's correct.
Good. Next question. What is the Black Star?
The Black Star is a philosophical question. In fact, the answer to all your questions are ultimately philosophical. Are you a philosopher, Ruby?
What's that? A pig?
Yes, a pig.
A pig. Are those parrots real?
They're real, damn it! Don't you?
Try me.
All right. I'll tell you. But you're not going to believe or understand it.
I don't care if I understand it or not. I just want to hear you say it.